Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Thanks for joining us here on 100.9 WIFM. We have a very special guest on our show this morning and a very busy lady today, too. Our guest from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Good morning, Danny.
Hope you're doing well on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Oh, I am doing good. It's busy already today.
Well, I knew it would be, but I appreciate you taking some time to visit with us. Today is the day at Fisher River Park in Dobson for celebrating agriculture, and you know a thing or two about this particular event, don't you?
I know a few things.
And you've been doing these events for a lot of years now, and it seems to continue to grow. For folks who may not be familiar with it, let's start about the time and location today, and then we'll talk about the event itself.
Celebrating Agriculture will be today from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock.
And
rain or shine.
And that's at Fisher River Park in Dobson, right?
Yes, it is.
Let's celebrate the different things then that you're going to have there today and that folks can enjoy.
Okay, we have lots of stuff. First of all, I just want to say that the main goal for the day is to let folks in our county and surrounding counties be aware of what agriculture is, what it really is, and what's happening in Surrey County, and to salute our local farmers. So we have a lot of them, and they help keep our food supply safe and cheap. Even though we might not think it's so cheap, it's cheaper than a lot of countries.
There's going to be hands-on things here at the event today, right?
There will be some hands-on things. We have stuff for all ages. One of the things that we have for kids, and that's any age kid, and even if you're an adult with a kid heart, you can participate as well. But we have the 4-H activity booth, and they have lots of stuff scheduled under there, from decorating pumpkins to actually making crafts with duct tape, because farmers have to use duct tape, right? So everything that is an activity-wise, we try to incorporate into it's been on the farm or somehow connected to the farm.
Terrific. And for little kids, you got some special things too, right?
We do. We have a huge slide that will be there. We have lots of animals that they can pet and feed, and actually we will also have a chicken coop that they'll get to go in and collect eggs if they want to.
Oh, very cool. And it's neat because not all the kids do live on or near a farm here in the county, and it's a great opportunity for them to be able to put their hands on those, you know, the animals and pet them and see them up close, get a whole different perspective.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about some of the things that that the folks can be educated with. By the way, we're talking with Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. She's sparing a few moments with us this morning because she's a very busy lady getting ready for this afternoon, celebrating agriculture at Fisher River Park. Joanna, some of the things that people can get a kind of get a grasp on how things grow from, you know, the planning through the entire process. There's things there at the event today they can really find out about that, right?
Yes, and one of the interesting this place will have is a combine, which is a huge, one of the biggest machines probably the farmer uses in our county. And it harvests corn, soybean, wheat, barley, mostly the grains.
Yep.
And right beside of it, we will also have a little hand sheller. So they also see where we have come from, and they'll get to have information on what difference does this make with harvest for the farmer. And in the 1930s, when they hand harvested, they could pretty much expect to work a 9-hour day and only get maybe 100 bushels of corn. Whereas today, if they use this piece of machinery, which I don't know of any of the farmers harvest by hand now.
No.
And they have quite a few more acres. But just in 7 minutes, they can harvest 100 bushels of corn.
Wow.
So that makes their day a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
It's still probably a 9-hour day or more sometimes when harvest time comes in.
A lot more people to feed nowadays.
Oh, yes. The average farmer will feed about 155 people.
That's incredible. And they couldn't do that with the old hand sheller.
Oh, no.
You're lucky to feed your family with that. And
It's hard work.
Yeah.
Either way.
What are some of the other, there's going to be food there too, right?
Oh, yes, we'll have food. Always have food. The Surrey County Cattlemen's Association will have hamburger and ribeyes, their famous ribeyes there. We'll have, of course, drinks all day long from the Dobson Early Birds ECA Club that we have. We also have the North Surrey High School with pizza. Mm. And Surrey, this one's going to be kind of interesting. The next one is Surrey Central High School, FFA, will be having roasted sweet corn.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yes, and that's one of the new items that we'll have to eat this year, so that's great. And then to cool off, we'll have blueberry smoothies.
Oh, my goodness. Just to come for the food would be plenty, and then you get all that other stuff, too. You had my mouth watering at the ribeye sandwiches, though, by the way.
Oh.
It's some good stuff. Joanna Radford is our guest, celebrating agriculture at Fisher River Park this afternoon. In addition to all the cool things we've already talked about, Joanna, there's entertainment on the stage down there, too, right?
It's going to be great talent that we see today. We have rhythmic expressions with our cloggers, and then we'll have the Mayberry Squares with square dancing. Okay. We will also have a band there, the Marshall Brothers and High Road.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great day.
And Joanna, the price of admission today?
The price of admission is free just by walking in that gate. The only thing you pay for is the food that you eat, and if you would like to shop with the farmers market vendors, that will be there.
It is a terrific family event, folks, from the very small to the, the older folks and everything in between, because there's something for every age group. It's happening today, Fisher River Park in Dobson. That's a beautiful park, too. And 3 to 8 today. Is that right, Joanna?
It is 3 to 8.
And it is all because of Joanna Radford's hard work.
No, it's not. We have tons of folks.
That's right. The Surrey County Cooperative Extension folks really put a lot of effort into this, as well as a lot of other folks. So come on out today and join us for a big fun day at Fisher River Park. Joanna Radford, I know you're very busy. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us this morning. We look forward to the event this afternoon.
Thank you, Danny.
And folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.